Now we're going to hear from the executive director of Pacifica and the, for 6 years, the manager of KPFA, Pat Scott.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Don. When Don first asked me to talk about the politics of public radio, particularly Pacifica, I said, Don, this conference only lasts for 3 days. And then he told me I couldn't swear. So then I accepted the 10 minutes. And in that 10 minutes, I'd like to talk a little bit about the promise of Pacifica Radio, some of the politics of public radio, because Pacifica is obviously political. It's public. And most importantly, it plays a tremendous role in bridging the gap between media and democracy. But specifically, I want to touch on two areas. I'd like to do a little 101 on Pacifica so that we're all starting off at sort of the same place in terms of looking at the history of it and where it's going and what it's doing, and also talk about the challenge and opportunity facing Pacifica. There's some misinformation about Pacifica and how it got started and what's going on with Lou Hill and the whole crew. Nearly 50 years ago, Pacifica started as the first listener-supported station in Berkeley and grew to 5 stations. It is a nonprofit educational foundation with a mission, which is essentially to promote peace and understanding. And in those 50 years, externally and internally, there has been very little peace at Pacifica. Pacifica operates 5 major stations in 5 major metropolitan areas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Washington, D.C., and Houston. Pacifica also has an archive which has 50 years of the political history of this country. And it has a national program production unit, which produces a half an hour newscast, which all Pacifica stations are required to carry. And it also produces Democracy Now!, which came out of the first part of strategic planning for Pacifica, which was essentially how do we, with 5 major stations, how do we share our resources so that we can do programming locally and share our resources to do programming nationally. And for the first time in the history of Pacifica, the 5 stations really came together to take the news and make sure that it was the best that we could make under the circumstances, with a lack of money, and to create a new program, Democracy Now!, which operates probably on about $200,000 a year, which is not a lot of money in the grand scheme of program production. And we're really fortunate because we have a staff that is really dedicated to promoting the ideals of democracy and able to do this program in what would ordinarily cost a whole lot more money than this program does cost. Pacifica operates on a $9 million budget. I was talking to a reporter yesterday, and when I told him that Pacifica operates on a $9 million budget, he said, and then what's the budget of the stations? Well, $9 million is what we operate 5 major market radio stations, do national production, have an archive, and try to really create a larger audience so that that larger audience will turn into more money so that we can produce more and better programs. Listening to Herb Chow-Gunther last night talk about the fact that we really need to go and get people where they are, and listening to David this morning talk about the same thing in terms of broadening our audience. We have to do that. We cannot continue to talk to ourselves. And the problem with that is that on one hand, the people internal, and this is the politics of public radio and the politics of Pacifica, that we cannot continue to just talk to the people that we currently have as an audience. One of the things that's been said is Pacifica is not democratic because it doesn't elect its board of directors. Well, who would you have elect the board of directors? The 70,000 people that are subscribers to Pacifica?
Good idea.
The 700,000 people that are listeners to Pacifica? Or the potentially 70 million people that are potential listeners to Pacifica? More than 70% of the revenue of Pacifica comes from listeners. That compares with community radio, where 25% of the income comes from listeners. If you look at corporate underwriting, which Pacifica does not accept, nearly 20% of the income of public radio comes from corporate underwriting. And with that 20%, I was looking at this promo for Pose, which is this dedicated magazine to issues related to AIDS, and it has on the front, "Show me the money." And that is essentially the issue that we've been dealing with throughout this Congress. How do we fund public broadcasting? How, and if we do fund it with corporations, what does that mean? The other side of it is that there is government support for public broadcasting, and there are many of you that think that's not appropriate either. Approximately 11% of Pacifica's income comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It has been increased a little over the last year because at least three of the Pacifica stations are classified as minority stations, meaning the board of directors is minority primarily, that the audience is 35% or more minority, and that the staff is more than half minority. The governance of Pacifica. Like most nonprofit organizations, Pacifica has a volunteer governing board. That volunteer governing board consists of 15 people. Five of those people are at large, and that number next year will go to 9. Each of the stations is represented with a local advisory board who is charged with looking at how the station serves the community that it broadcasts in. What issues are covered? What's not covered? How is it done? And we have formally, as part of the strategic plan, put in a way, because the local advisory boards of Pacifica had not been doing this, how do we have some feedback on a regular basis on how the Pacifica stations are serving their communities? And so there will be a formal report once a year to the board of directors dealing with this information and making sure that that information is in the plans for all station management. Two of the members from the local advisory board then go to the National Board of Directors so that there are 10 people from Pacifica stations that come from the local signal area. Over the years, there has been a lot of confusion about Pacifica's mission. mainly because of how Pacifica has grown and how Pacifica and how things have worked out. And it has been different at all of the different Pacifica stations. At KPFA, which I'm most familiar with, I know that in the late 50s and the 60s, Pacifica really focused on a lot of avant-garde music. They focused on the Beat Generation. Pauline Kael did her first work at KPFA. On the other hand, the first work that Caspar Weinberger did came out of KPFA as well. And at this time, you were dealing with political and academic people, and that's what Pacifica broadcasts sound like. And before that, because there were no FM radios, Pacifica distributed FM radios so that people that wanted to listen to Pacifica could at least hear the programming at Pacifica. In the 70s, though, Pacifica became a very activist organization. Not necessarily just a broadcast operation, but very activist, because particularly the Berkeley station was right in the middle of the University of California, so that the free speech movement, all of the broadcasts about that came out of that station. The Sibianese Liberation Army dropped off all of their communiques at Pacifica stations during the Patty Hearst kidnapping. And during that period of time also, a lot of people of color started coming into Pacifica stations. Up until that time, Pacifica had been primarily white. A Third World Bureau was established in the Oakland community to do news and the African American community. And Third World departments were established at KPFA. During the 80s, however, Pacifica started focusing on not just local programming, but national issues. So that during Iran-Contra, Larry Binsky did gavel-to-gavel coverage on the Iran-Contra hearings. We also, later during that period of time, started doing things like the Clarence Thomas hearings, and these were the first, other than the news, national programs that Pacifica actually tried to do, and they were on a hit-and-miss basis and as-needed basis, and the first national show that Pacifica stations put their money into outside of the news was Democracy Now! Now, that added to that is Living Room with Larry Binsky, which four of the Pacifica stations carry. Jerry Brown, which will probably not be offered too much sooner, too much in the future, because Jerry's planning on running for mayor of Oakland. So we will also be looking at public affairs programming to replace that show. And this leads us to today's confusion. The truth is that Pacifica was never meant to be an advocacy organization that happens to use radio as its means. We are a radio network first, guided by progressive values. We are not also in the business of agitprop journalism. Not because we don't agree with the goals, but because it doesn't work. Because what I said in the beginning, we have to reach out to a larger audience. We have to reach out to a larger audience in order to impact the dialogue and debate on this country about direction and social goals and social issues, and to essentially engage the people that live in this country in their own fate. The biggest problem with what is happening with broadcasting in this country is that it leaves a population not having enough information to vote and to act in their own interest. And so that Pacifica is about the business, and I will talk a little bit because I don't have enough time because you have 13 minutes gone. I just want to talk about, you know, where we're going. The Pacifica agenda. What we have done in terms of our strategic planning is come up with these four issues. that we use effectively the unique and precious resources that we have in Pacifica. That includes the hundreds of dedicated volunteers and skilled staff at our stations. We have 5 major market stations. We have national program production. We now have satellite distribution with the KU network, so that at 20% of the cost of the public radio satellite, we can distribute programs to other community stations as well as to Pacifica stations. The second item is that we will maintain our financial and political independence in an era of corporate media domination. We do not take corporate underwriting. We have no plans to take corporate underwriting. But I have to tell you that every 5 years in the Pacifica Board of Directors, the issue gets raised about why can't we? That we will carry on the Pacifica mission of peace, social, racial, and economic justice and human rights to the widest possible audience. And that we will impact the political conversation in America, engage activists, and foster a renewal of political participation, which is absolutely necessary if we are to have a working democracy.